7, they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, water-coulders, and never-wears from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I play a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening right here from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO Medford. Whether you like it or not. Let me explain away this last set of the evening. Just heard the unrelated segments and Cry, 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 originally released on Liberty. I got the compilation Garage Beat 66, Volume 7. Before that, The Mist did I'm Crying. Came out on the Open Label in 1968. I got the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns, Volume 4. Lou Rawls with Merry Christmas, Baby. Off the second volume of Christmas Cocktails, Part 2, originally released on Capitol in 1967. During the Landslides, with the B-side To Get Off My Roof and Green Fire, 1965 on the PBX label. And we kicked off this last set of the evening with Joel Tesler and Why. I don't know. I have no idea when that came out originally. Anyway... Coming up in about a half an hour will be Crash Course for the Ravers, Brian Young. He'll be playing some monster music as a break from all the Christmas music. I can't say I blame him. So he'll be in probably around 8:30 or thereabouts, and to play that. So stick around or tune back in or whatever. Anyway. Enjoy the holiday, whether it's Christmas, Ramadan, Hanukkah, whatever, you know. For God's sakes, just get along. Seriously, I'm so sick and tired of this crap. Anyway, just enjoy the holiday. Get along with everybody. Just shut up if you don't agree with them. I'm going to leave you off with a request from my sister, but I would have played it anyway because I've been closing out radio broadcasts with this song for, I don't know, going back to 1981. My name is Alex. A pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week on a 3-hour Desperate Hour, 6 to 9 p.m. Y'all take care, right?
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Let's break the cycle. embedded in tracks. I have no solution, you'll never budge. I got to find something new, get out of here, and stop shadowing you like a fool.
And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
like a boomerang.
Freaks me out cause I go right back to that place when I was insecure and never really sure how to break the darkness in that space. So late last night I couldn't get to sleep, so I just sat and watched the snow gathering like new diamonds on the old window.
Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Dancing days are here again. Summer evenings grow. Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa 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 fa. Better run, run, run.
Sights to see.